ರಮಯ ರಾಮ ಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೀರಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಅರಣ್ಯಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 35. ರಾವಣ ಅಗೇನ್ ಸೀಕ್ಸ್ ಮರೀಚ. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. ಅಟ್ ದ ಫಿಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ ರಾವಣ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಕೌನ್ಸಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಟೈರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. There he thought it over carefully and decided upon a course of action, and again balanced its advantages and disadvantages, its strength and weakness. Shall I make an open attack on Rama and Lakshmana and carry away Sita by force, or shall I abduct her in secret? Judging from the fate that has befallen Khara and Dushana, it is well nigh impossible to attack Rama, so it follows that the better course is to steal her away. Reft of Sita and whelmed under the waves of grief, Rama is no more dangerous to us. He strengthened his resolve, prepared the details, and gave secret instructions to his driver to bring around his car, which was done. Fashioned of gold, inlaid with gems, it was drawn by mules with the hideous faces of pisachas. Ravana mounted it and crossed the sea by the aerial route with a white umbrella, chamaras, flags and other ensigns of royalty. He sat there with his 10 heads and 20 arms like a mountain of emerald crowned with 10 lofty peaks, or like a black rain cloud hanging low in the sky while lightnings play through it and flocks of cranes girdle it. The Lord of Lanka, the mortal foe of gods and men, passed through many a land and beheld many a sight. The countries that bordered upon the sea, mountainous and green with diverse flowers and fruits, lotus ponds full of holy waters, spacious ashramas dotted with altars, noble trees like the plantain, the jack, the coconut, the palm and the sal, hid beneath their tribute of blown flowers and ripe fruits, woods where dwelt Nagas, Gandharvas, Kinnaras and Suparnas, the Maharishis of regulated diet like the Vaikunasas, the deathless Valakhilyas, the Mashas and the Marichipas, Siddhas that held under stern control the senses and mind, Charanas, Apsaras, gaily adorned with gems and garlands that heightened their divine loveliness as they disported themselves, Deva ladies blessed with every comfort and luxury, as also Devas and Danavas, swans, herons, storks and other waterfowl, sent forth sweet and melodious cries. Hills and mountains bright with emeralds met his eye, while Gandharvas and Apsaras, whose tapas won for them the worlds on high, coursed through the heaven in white spacious vimanas, gaily adorned, from which was wafted to ear the sounds of music and song. His careless eye rested on the mulaka, fragrant groves of sandal, aloes, nutmegs, tamalas and pepper trees. Groups of pearl oysters, conches and coral drifted ashore by the waves, rich mines of gold, silver and other metals, roaring torrents, deep pools and cities rich in corn and wealth, in lovely women and in magnificent armies. The seashore resembled the homes of the Devas, so level and charming it was with the gentle zephyr sighing over it. Next, he came upon a huge banyan tree that, like a cloud bank, spread its boughs in all directions to the length of many yojanas. Countless Maharishis sat in tapas under it. Then Garuda flew there with a huge elephant and tortoise in his talons and perched upon the tree to have his dinner. The bough gave way under the tremendous weight. Sore afraid that the Maharishis below would be crushed to death, Garuda snatched the bough and flew with it to a great distance where he ate the creatures. The branch he dropped upon a pariah village, destroying the wicked inmates that held in terror the hermits thereabouts. Endowed with double strength and energy from the huge dinner he had, Garuda flew to the regions of the gods and set about to carry away the Amrita that was preserved there. He shattered to pieces the iron nets and the other curious engines, demolished the fortress of adamant, and bore away the nectars it guarded very carefully. Ravana beheld the Maharishis as they sat in meditation under the banyan Subhadra and the bough breaking under the weight of Garuda. Far did he journey until he reached the other shore and alighted in the sacred grove where Maricha spent his eyes in stern tapas with regulated diet, garbed like a hermit. Right royal was the welcome and hospitality accorded to his kinsman and lord by the son of Tataka. Later, when Ravana was seated comfortably, Maricha asked in humble accents, "Maharaja, is it well with your kin and the people at Lanka? May I know the reason of your return here so fast and all alone?" Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.